This is iRock with Rockstars, hosted by Ryan from iRock 93.5.
Oh, it's a day, man.
The word.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, no, we'll be quick. We got about 7 minutes here, so we'll just jump right into it. I mean, first off, for everyone that came and saw you guys at the Rust Belt here July 17th, I'm going to just say thank you for all of them because that was an awesome show. Thank you, guys.
Awesome. Thank you for
having us. It was fun.
Yeah. So, you know, when you're playing a club like that, I mean, you know, there's 2,500 people and then you go in front of 25,000 at a festival. Like, how do you change what you do based on that kind of size?
I mean, honestly, some of our best shows are small shows, and then some of our other best shows are the massive festivals. I think the energy of the people feeds you. So, you know, when you have, you know, 50,000 people, that's a lot of energy, and it's all coming right at you. It empowers you, you know? So I think it's definitely a surge.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I guess you could have 50,000 people sitting on their hands and it would be boring, or
that would be lame.
Going,
yeah,
going nuts, and you know, it'd be fun. So yeah, I mean, you guys
have been
doing this.
Great.
Yeah. You guys have been doing this, you know, for, I mean, almost 20 years now. So you've seen the music industry evolve and you've evolved. I mean, let's start with, you know, you got the new album coming out on October 27th, God Mode. Talk about your evolution from where you started to where you are now.
Yeah, we're the little engine that could. I mean, it's crazy that we are where we are in our careers. And for the first time, we're co-headlining and headlining with like arenas with pyro and all the performers and all the bells and the whistles. And, you know, we've worked and dreamt our whole life to get to where we are right now, where some of our peers kind of flew by us and then it took us a while to get back to them. You know, we're so grateful that we are where we are in our career and everything that's happening for us is happening right now. And we try to just stay in gratitude and stay, you know, experimental, trying new things, surprising ourselves so we can surprise our fans and just try to keep trucking at it, you know?
Yeah. So it's been a surprising just flash, dude. It went by so fast, all of it.
Yeah. It's
honestly
crazy.
We're reminded of it on a lot of these interviews for this album because it, you know, people are telling us 18 years, you know, and 20 years. And we're just like, oh my goodness. Because you don't think about that when you're doing it.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah. We grew up together doing this. It's just wild.
Yeah.
There's two things that'll make you feel old is when you start looking back at, you know, music, kids. Those are the two fastest things that make you go, oh God, I'm old.
Dude,
I don't
when
feel
people
old
come
because...
up to you.
Oh, go ahead.
I was going to say at meet and greets, so we've done some really cool meet and greets recently, and we've been hearing a lot of you know, when I was in high school, I listened to you guys. You were my favorite band when I was in high school, and that makes you feel pretty old, man.
Yeah, I mean, I'm grateful. I don't feel old. The only maybe because of my grandparents and things of the sort, because they look at us like they would do anything to be our age right now and doing what we're doing, you know.
It's so all relative,
it's all perception, you know.
Yeah, we all still act like we're 21. It's fine. So you finish up the tour with Motionless in White, and now in November you're going on the road with Ice Nine Kills. I mean, you've shared the stage with, I mean, countless number of bands. Is there one still out there that you're like, man, I'd love to go out with those guys?
Oh yeah, I mean, I haven't toured with Deftones. The only three bands that we haven't toured with, I swear, we've toured with every single other band, is Deftones, Nine Inch Nails, and Tool, and they're like my favorite bands. So who knows? We've done festivals with them and things like that, but we've never actually done tours.
Yeah, we have a tour with Metallica. We have a tour with Kiss.
That's right. We did festivals with them. Yeah. Kiss is Chris's favorite. Yeah.
I mean, Kiss is done. They're not going to be touring anymore.
Yeah, after this they're done.
Thing they're doing. But, and you know, that wouldn't be the greatest fit, but it'd still be pretty awesome.
That would be awesome. Yeah. No, I mean, well, I think it would be a fit just from the stage show aspect. Like, but man, talk about stage shows. You guys, Kiss. Yeah, no, those are some shows right there.
Oh, my God. That'd be spectacular.
We got a couple minutes. Let's just jump into Purge is out there. We're loving it. We're playing it. What else can people expect from God Mode coming in October here?
Yeah, it's our heaviest album since Blood. It's our most innovative album since Blood. It's heavy. It's industrial. It's metal. It's exciting. I can't wait for the world to hear it. I think that they're going to be very surprised. And it's my favorite album that we've done in 10 years. So I'm exhilarated by it. Chris, what do you say?
I agree with Maria. That's a great sales pitch. We just released Army of Me too a couple days ago, which is a cover, and it's slamming. I don't know if you guys have listened to it or jammed it yet, but it's a good slamming cover. And yeah, we're just stoked for everyone to hear this.
Very cool. Well, like I said, I mean, I know the Quad Cities loves you. I mean, you obviously saw it with the show that we had here. I mean, we packed that place. It was hot and sweaty and a good time. So anytime you want to come back, you are more than welcome, obviously. And I will say, Maria, if it's you and the Deftones, sign me up today.
Yeah, that would be amazing.
My whole countdown to my day would be to watch Deftones. It's like
not our show.
Instead of my own countdown to my own show, it'd be to watch them. But yeah, we're going to be back. Hopefully it will be with the Deftones. But if not, we'll be back regardless. And thank you for showing the love and everything. And we hope you all enjoy the new album. Thank you.